Coach's Wrap-Up is brought to you by Regions Bank.
All right, good to see everybody. Give you a little injury update. Ricky Jean Francois, again, had the groin, sustained a groin injury yesterday, had to didn't come back, and he was in for treatment. He'll be day-to-day. Landry will be day-to-day with the ankle. Sotelli, day-to-day with the elbow, and Pat Anger will be day-to-day with the knee. You know, obviously, again, huge win, hard, tough fought battle. You know, the guys, you know, we talked about, you know, before the game last Wednesday when they came in, we talked about preparation, we talked about execution, and then we talked about sticking to the process. And I felt our guys, you know, did just that. And there was a lot of good things, obviously, on that tape. And, you know, you can look to a lot of different things, you know, running the ball, stopping the run. You know, we gave up 115 yards rushing, but 80 of it came on one drive. You know, so once we got that thing calmed down, the defense was outstanding. When anytime you can force a team to hold them 7 points on the road and force 7 punts, create 2 turnovers, 3 sacks, pretty dominant performance, you know, by the defense. You know, and really, where we really, I guess, the most impressive thing was in the fourth quarter. If you look at the fourth quarter, the time of possession in the fourth quarter, I think we had the ball over 13 minutes. Outscored them 14-0 in the fourth quarter. Defensively, forced a punt, got a strip sack, recovered a fumble. Connor Cavell recovered a fumble, gave it to our offense on the 8-yard line, and you know, and then got the pick. You know, in the 2-minute drill on the tip pass by Cordy Redding, landed in you know, Cash's hands. So, a lot of great things, a lot of great things to build on, and we'll go back to work on Wednesday in preparation for Jacksonville.
Coach, is it more rewarding the fact that both sides of the football got it done for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it was a complete game as we played, you know, since we've been here in all three phases, both sides of football and special teams. I mean, if you look at the way that our coverage units played, the starting field position for them, you know, they brought a couple kickoffs out and they were inside the 15 a couple times, and Pat McAfee was outstanding on his kickoffs. He was outstanding, you know, punting the football. His net was, you know, a little over 44 net, 3 inside the 20. He was, he's just a tremendous weapon. We know that. But across the board in all three phases, that was a complete football game, as complete as we played since we've been here.
Chuck, is that the template that you want Colts football to be?
I mean, we talked about, you know, ever since, you know, we got here as a staff, philosophically, we talk about you got to be able to run the football and stop the run and those type of things. And we're going to, you know, we want to play a physical brand of football. And every game's going to be different. You know, so there's going to be some games where you're going to have to throw it a little bit more than run it. But anytime you can, you know, win a time of possession battle like that, I think we had it 36 and they had it 23, a little over, you know, 13 minutes, whatever it was. And you win the turnover battle, plus 2. Win the third down battle. We were 42%. It was tough sledding. It was hard to get. I mean, that's a great defense. You know, make no bones about it. You know, we ended up being 42%. We made some clutch ones, you know, there late, again, in the fourth quarter. And our defense held them to 25%, you know, on third down. So that's huge. And then, you know, another thing to note is when you look at the penalties, I think right now they gave us, and the guys just gave me the stat, and I think we've been called for 7, you know, penalties through the first 3 ball games, which just shows that, you know, our coaches are doing an outstanding job and our players are doing a great job of, you know, playing with proper fundamentals and technique and playing smart football, playing great situational football. And, you know, to have one penalty called on us yesterday, a hands to the face, was, you know, that's outstanding. It just goes back to, you know, we talk about the enemy being in our own camp. You know, it's not necessarily your opponent, and don't shoot yourself in the foot. And we're guys are doing a great job of paying, you know, attention to that and trying to, you know, no friendly fire, you know, so to speak.
I know the guys bought into this philosophy pretty quickly, but when you have a game like that, and you win on the road against a team like that, what does that do for a psyche of a team when they're when you're trying to sort of make that transformation?
Again, it builds confidence, throughout your locker room, throughout the organization, and obviously, on both sides of the ball and special teams, they, like you said, they bought in from day one, but it just lends credence to what you're doing, philosophically. Whenever you can lay out, a blueprint and say, okay, if we do this, this, and this, we're going to be, it doesn't matter what venue, it doesn't matter if we're home, whether we're playing away. If you stick to the process, and you play and you execute and you do all the things that we talked about, and then it comes to fruition, and you can go win a game like we just won, it's huge, motivation-wise, confidence-wise, everything.
I was told that you watched a lot of film on Delano Howell. You were instrumental in bringing him here. True?
Who told you that?
His agent.
Didn't he really?
Well, he was proud. He was gushing. Well, Chuck watched a lot of film on him. He really liked him, and obviously he played pretty well yesterday.
Yeah, he, it was funny because, you do production meetings and so forth before these games and talk to the announcers and whatnot, and they ask you, who's starting, for Landry, and I told Delano before the game, they were like, who? I said, Delano Howell, is starting at safety. And so I made sure I told Delano that before the game started. But we knew what Delano was gonna do. Just watch the preseason. Right? I mean, he was as productive a player as anybody in the preseason. So he's one of those guys that, comes to work every day, works at his craft, studies the game, and he's hard-nosed and he's tough and he's a team player, and he prepares and took full advantage of his opportunity.
Because your team hasn't lost back-to-back games under your watch, what do you attribute that to with these guys?
Character, veteran leadership. This team bounces back as good as any team that I've ever been around. And obviously we held that streak and kept that streak alive. And, again, they just, they just don't fluctuate. We just talk about consistency, and I keep going back to it, sticking to the process, and they've bought into that, again, since day one. And we know what kind of, we wanted to come out of this game and kind of say, okay, who are we? Let's find out exactly who we kind of know what we are, but we found out, who we are and what we're about and the identity. This team understands our identity and how we're built and what we're built to do. And so the veteran leadership, the way that these guys prepare, the time that they put in, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, on Saturday, that gives you an opportunity to go do what we did and to, have these bounce-back games, if you will.
And maybe the Ahmad play, do you think there was any sense of, hey, don't forget about me, I'm still here?
That's how he's played ever since he's been in the league, to be honest with you. He runs angry, as we always talk about. And he's got a chip on his shoulder, and he's running that way. And he prepares extremely hard, and he's ran that way, ever since he's been in the league. And he knows he just wants to win, and he knows if he runs that way, he's going to give our team the best opportunity to win. So. That's just how he's wired, and that's just in his DNA. He doesn't know any different.
Were you pleased with what you saw with Trent? I mean, I know it was three or four crazy days for him, but were you happy with what you saw?
Absolutely. You consider what he went through, in that time, span, finding out, hey, I've been traded, show up with, a duffel bag, sitting in front of a, sitting in a new meeting room, new facility, and all that went down in a short period of time, and then you're right, get fitted, get a new jersey number, go out and I think he played 29, 30 snaps out there, and he did a heck of a job. You know, you consider, again, all that he had went through a short period of time, and then to go out and run like he ran and play like he played. And, I mean, pass pro, he was excellent. I think he had three opportunities, and it's everything we knew he was, you know. But, again, credit him for being able to focus in and put the blinders on, so to speak, and forget everything that you know, that transpired and went down. And kid's a winner, and that's all he wants to do is win. And so, you know, he was able to put all that other stuff behind him and go out and execute and function and play well for us.
I know he only had a few days to really learn the playbook. How much of the playbook did he really know going into this game?
There's a lot. You know, he played 30 snaps, so it wasn't like we called, you know, four or five plays, you know, and limited it, you know, just when he was in the football game. So was it every one of them? No. But guy's a bright guy. There's a lot of carryover. The system he came from in Cleveland, you know, it's very similar, you know, terminology wise to the one we're running here, so that helped.
Chuck, the fact that now 3 games in, you're fourth in the league in rushing offense, as teams now start to watch their tape and break you down and see what you're now about offensively, how do you expect that to impact how things will open up for the passing game, for the wide receivers, for Andrews?
I think just you could tell, you know, early in the game, the first drive, you know, they were loaded up, maybe because of the acquisition, you know, of the back, because they knew what type of runner Ahmad is, Donnie, the rest of the guys. I mean, they were fully expecting us to pound that rock early, you know, and you know, Pep's credit and the offensive, you know, staff's credit, you know, they come out and hit them with some you know, hard sell play action passes and got the ball down the field and you know, have a touchdown, you know, scoring drive on that first one was huge. And, you know, late in the game, you know, we're pounding it, and they commit eight, nine guys in the box. And another great call by Pep and to call the naked boot on that third down play down there, and Andrew run it in for a touchdown. That's just, you know, when you can do that, you can run the ball and have success running the ball like that, it just opens up, you know, it helps protection. You know, there's huge gaps between, you know, the line of scrimmage and the back end, because everybody's sucking up, the safety's coming down, the linebackers are playing downhill, and next thing you know, it's play action pass, you pull the ball out of the off the play fake, and it just opens up everything else. So if we can continue to have the success that we're having running the football, it's just going to open up, you know, open things up for everybody else.
I know shadowing isn't anything new or spying on a guy, but I noticed Howell and Bethea creeping up at times. And then, of course, you guys got a couple nice tackles outside. Freeman and Bethea got to Kaepernick. It seemed like it got into his head a little bit second half because he was always looking to see where this spy was.
Yeah, and first and foremost, the back end, the secondary, you know, and the linebacker, they did an unbelievable job of they got up in these guys' face and challenged, you know, their wideouts and just, you know, you look at the tape and, you know, he dropped back to pass, and there was only a couple instances where he had places to go with the ball initially, but they did a phenomenal job, as good a job as I've been around of matching up with these guys and taking those guys out of the game and making him hold the ball. And then our rush was disciplined. You know, we had some things in, you know, some guys assigned, obviously, to the quarterback. And he still made it awfully difficult, you know, for us to get him on the ground. But, you know, the play Freeman made and the play that Bethea made in open field on him, you know, unbelievable. Great effort plays and just unbelievable tackles. And we know what kind of athlete that you know, Cap is, and our guys did, again, the scheme-wise, call-wise, and the way they executed it, it all came together, and it was an outstanding plan.
You know, after the game, you referenced the joy that you saw in Andrew's face and eyes after the win. He maybe downplayed it a little bit. Will you kind of reiterate the focus you saw from him over the course of the game and the confidence that he played with?
I mean, it's really every game. You know, this one might have been heightened a little bit because of the stage and you know, the familiarity with, you know, the coach on the opposing sideline, all that stuff. But, you know, he's going to be locked and focused in, you know, every week on the task at hand. And the way he operated, the way he managed that game, the way he took care of the football, the command of the huddle, the way he spread things around, extended plays like he always does. You know, it just nothing surprises any of us anymore, the way he handles things.
Is there anything you'll talk to him specifically about? Everything we've heard here has been great yesterday. Or do you just leave what happened yesterday and move on? Is there any criticism for yesterday?
There's always going to be things, you know, to clean up. And that's the great thing about our guys. They'll be the first ones, you know. Technology is awesome because we got, you know, we all got these iPads now. We had a long flight home. And every one of those guys, coaches and players, you know, they get that game pushed to their iPad. And so first thing everybody's doing is they want to go watch the game. You know, and the players are the first ones to come up to you, and you know, and with their coaches and say, you know, I could have, you know, did this better. I should have made this block on this run, and it was across the board, offense, defense, special teams. I mean, everybody. You know, and so there's going to always be things to clean up. It's never going to be perfect. We're chasing perfection, always. We're trying to get better each week. We got better yesterday as a football team, and. We'll point those things out, you know, when they come in Wednesday. And like I said, most of those guys have already pointed out, you know, a lot of the errors. But there wasn't many, but there's always going to be something.
Did you know Andrew was keeping the ball on the touchdown run?
I don't know. Did you? Huh? all I heard was sucker, you know. Long play call, and then I heard sucker at the end of it. So there was a possibility. Yeah, as soon as he's in the end zone and saw him spike the football, felt awesome. You know, it's a great play call. Great job by Andrew.
You used the word or the phrase potentially a signature like win yesterday. That it was everything that you could look back in 4 or 5 years and look at that and say that was the one. Maybe last year was Green Bay that changed the complexion of the season. Maybe this year it's this game that it just doesn't change the complexion. Certainly it's a springboard. How do you keep that focus, that momentum building without now with Jacksonville coming up and not, I don't want to say let them, but having a different approach?
You know what? We're going to enjoy it, you know, but we're going to stick to the process. And these guys understand the process. You know, our opponent, we're not worried about our opponent. And that isn't in a disrespectful manner, you know. It's just like we went in as a staff and approached them before last week's ball game. It's not about them. It's about us. It's about how we prepare. It's about how we handle our business. It's how we practice on Wednesday. It's how we practice on Thursday. It's how we handle Friday. It's how we handle success. Talking to the team after the game, you know, I mean, great, great, great win. Great team win. Great win for the city. Great win for our fans. Great win for the organization. Unbelievable. But we all understand that it's a marathon and it's not a sprint. And it's week 3, you know, and we have an opponent coming up Sunday. So, again, we'll savor this one. We'll enjoy it. Much like the Green Bay game last year, you know, being down 21-3 and coming back and winning that game, can't help but build confidence within a team. Can't help but springboard you towards something great, you know. And, you know, again, you know, there's a game every season. There's a game, you know, that's played that you always look back to and say, you know what, that's the one right there that led us, you know, on the great things, you know, and hopefully better than what we did last year. So games are really hard to win, you know, at this level in the National Football League. I mean, you just look across the board. And every week, every Sunday, you better prepare. You better go execute. You better go play your fanny off. And because there's no every one of them is difficult. Every one is hard, and it's hard to win on the road. And we got another road game against a quality opponent, and we're going to worry about us. We're going to do the things that we have to do to get better week in and week out, and then go play.
One of the most enjoyable four and a half, five-hour flights you've taken in a long time?
Last one.
Yeah, it was better than the alternative. I will say that, Phil B. You know, it was and you just to see, you know, again, our our guys went out there with a chip on their shoulder. You know why they had a chip on their shoulder and why they played the way. They're going to play week in and week out, but, you know, see a locker room like that and playing, you know, full of smiling faces and you know, just to be able to go do, you know, something that nobody thought, you know, we could go do. Pretty gratifying. And so really happy for all those guys. But, again, we got to put that one behind us. 24-hour rule is in effect, you know, so this one is over. And we should already start our preparation on Jacksonville. Thanks, guys. Okay.